Good morning, everyone. Today is Saturday, the 19th of November, 2022. I relayed to this audience the number of times that I had a friend named Rich Bennett, who was a Catholic priest for 20-some years, and came, God gloriously saved him and brought him out of the Roman Catholic Church. And he, by his own testimony to me, said that one of the principal things that gave him the light of the gospel was the first and second chapter of Ephesians. He said he read it daily for almost 6 months. God used those two chapters to show him the light of the glorious gospel. This morning, we've already covered Ephesians 1 several times, but today I'm going to just go through Ephesians chapter 2 and then have Mark read it for us. It says, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins." A lot of people do not believe that they're dead in their trespasses and sins. They believe that they have a free will and they can choose God anytime they take an ocean. He says, "Where in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we have all had our conversations in times past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in our sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved." Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. "And he hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." It was a operation of the work of the Holy Spirit that caused us to embrace the gospel, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. "For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God." There's an answer to those who say, "Nobody's going to take my free will away from me." It's not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. "Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore remember that being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, ye are called uncircumcision by that which is called a circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at the time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Without Christ, we have no hope for this life or the next. But now in Christ, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself twain one new man, so making peace, that he might reconcile both unto God in the one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereof by, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh. And through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone." That's the answer to the Roman Catholic Church saying that Peter is the rock. You know, Paul says, no, Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom we also are built together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Well, we see in the previous chapter, chapter 1, some wonderful passages as well. He says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. He hath made us accepted in the beloved. And it says that he works all things after the counsel of his own will. We have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated. And so, these two chapters were what really had an impact upon Richard Bennett. And he came out of the Roman Catholic Church and served in ministry for many, many, many years, ministering not only to Catholics, but people around the world. I'm going to turn this over to Mark and have him read the second chapter of Ephesians 4. And as he reads it, I would like for you to think about where our salvation comes from. Does it come from our own decisions, so from our own logic, from our own making a decision for Christ, or does it come from Christ alone? And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of power, spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind, were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. Hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath foreordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember that ye, being in times past Gentiles, in the flesh are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision of the flesh made by hands. At the time you were without Christ, be aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers to the covenant of promise, having no hope without God in the world. And now in Christ Jesus, you sometimes were far off, are made now by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained ordinances for the making himself one new man, so making peace, that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enemy thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were far off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens of the saints, the house of God, that are built upon the foundation of apostles and prophets, Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord,
in whom ye are built together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Thank you, Mark.
Well, this is a tremendous two chapters, first and second chapter of Ephesians. May the good Lord be with you today. It's my prayer. God bless you.